Okay. Welcome, everybody.
Once again
to the Midnight Special.
Round two.
Yeah. Round two. Yeah. Next time, we'll make sure that we hit the big red button that says record.
We're joined by our special guest today here, Jonah, our friend, and Danielle over here.
Yeah. What's up, guys?
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the crew. Yeah,
it's nice having you.
Long time listener, first time calling here.
Yeah. I've been a huge fan of the show.
Yeah.
Very cool. Yeah. So, how you guys been?
Pretty good.
Yeah, chilling. Yeah,
just chilling. It's so beautiful outside. This is like exactly where I want to be right now.
Today's weather was impeccable.
Impeccable.
Flawless. Took the dogs on a walk today, met some workers that were doing some construction down there, and they're like, they're trying to communicate to me, like, they spoke Spanish for the most part, but I speak a little bit of Spanish, so I was picking up what he was saying.
Yeah.
And he's like, today's perfect. He's like, it's not too cold, it's not too hot, it's perfect.
Ah, so nice. It's getting to that, I love wearing, like, winter clothes, and, like, not feeling like I have to wear, like, 7 layers of clothes.
Yeah, just like a light sweater.
Yeah. I feel like, super comfortable, because I like being able to wear clothes. But when I'm wearing just, like, shorts and a tank top, it's also nice. But it's just, like, I feel, like, fashionable with winter clothes. Like, I always feel, like, kind of, like, I'm going to be a little bit more fancy now.
Right.
Yeah,
exactly. Winter clothes just seems to give more options.
Options.
Because there's more layers.
It's
more
true.
Different
it's
layers true. For different options.
More to throw on,
for different layers.
Those poor bastards in the desert. Didn't even know what hit them.
I mean, some people wear layers out there, right?
That is true. Isn't there a reason? Like, it just holds in
It like, blocks out the sun or something like that. I think that's what it is, just because...
It makes sense. Yeah, I mean, like, you don't want to get sun poisoning and shit.
Yeah,
skin
like,
cancer.
Like, I haven't really read up on it, but I think that's...
Yeah. I read a study.
Yeah.
People who wear layers...
They wear layers to block out the sun, so...
Layers? Blazers? Tasers? Dude, I was thinking about our old high school shit of just like just the entire we grew up in this group, you know, and we all had this learning experience with each other, you know, because we were completely different people before we knew each other,
right.
You know, we met in like middle school, elementary school, high school, you know, we just we were in this awkward phase of development.
Yeah.
And we were just like learning and had no idea what was right, what was wrong, and we were just kind of like,
just winging it.
Yeah, dude, I feel like so much of that shit was, we had so many negative moments. Like, I definitely remember we always talk shit to each other. Our group in particular, like, I think people would like hang out with us and be like, do you guys hate each other secretly? Because you guys talk so much shit.
A lot of drama,
yeah.
Not anymore at all.
Well, I mean, even when we were talking shit, it wasn't always like, because we had a problem. It was just like, that was our way of joking with each other.
Yeah, roasting each other.
That took me a long time.
The thing is, we would roast
each other
when the other person wasn't there. So it just kind of seems like shit talking,
it's shit talking. Yeah.
Yeah.
But do you say it to their face too?
Sometimes no.
Sometimes.
But sometimes yes.
Well, now you're making me self-conscious. Did you talk about me? Yeah. No, but there was definitely some drama that we had to go through, but
What do you think the importance of roasting is?
Of what?
Because you were saying the other day that if your family doesn't roast you, they're not doing it right.
I mean...
Is it a term of endearment? Is it a form of it?
I don't know. I mean...
I don't have a problem with roasting. Like,
I guess it's almost like a form of love, too. Like, you gotta roast your family sometimes.
Yeah.
You can't be so serious.
Well, I think being able to talk real is also like talking shit, you know, it's like, because everything that you say is not going to be gold, you know?
Yeah, right. Not holding anything back, kind of.
Yeah. It's just, you're going to be completely honest.
But if it's beneficial to the other person, you know, like...
Right, yeah,
you're not mocking them or things like that.
Yeah, there's definitely a way to do it, and some people definitely do not know that way of doing it, you know? And I feel like we always learn. There's ups and downs, like, not one person's always going to be the best at talking to someone. Right. Sometimes they're going to say something that offends someone. But also, you got to realize, I feel like you have to learn how to get thick skin. Because you got to realize, like, not everyone is going to say nice things, you know?
Of course not.
And you can't really expect it. So, like, just take the love when you get love, and then just be like, fuck you if you don't. If you receive that hate and you feel the hate kind of thing. Because there's a difference between, like, joking with someone and then like picking on someone.
Yeah.
Right. You know, because that's there's like a thin line.
Some people take it too far.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And they get away with the banter at first, the friendly banter, and then it turns into something more without the other person kind of realizing it.
Yeah.
And that person just ends up starting to like verbally abuse the other.
Yeah. Yeah. And then that person's just kind of like uncomfortable and they don't know how to like react to that situation. Sometimes they'll shut down. Sometimes it'll come out in different ways. Maybe they'll talk shit to someone else later. You know, it's like the domino effect of just shit talking and hate.
Yeah.
I definitely think, you know, talking to people that have had some form of abuse in their life, you know, and they lash out in completely different ways, you know, like you'll see them in a really shitty relationship that you just could totally tell that everything that happened to them, they've bottled up inside them and they're releasing it on their other or in some way.
They're releasing it somewhere else.
And they're crippling that other person because they feel crippled.
But then it's like a domino effect. Like it affects that person that they're crippling and then they lash out on someone that who's weaker.
And then that person lashes out on the dog and the dog lashes out on the cat. And
And then there's a frog and then there's a squirrel and then there's a little ant. Yep. That poor little ant.
And that poor fucking ant. He has no one.
The
yeah, but
except the queen bee every night.
The queen bee, yeah. What about it? The queen bee has all the power, though.
Yeah, dude.
The queen bee has all the power, bro.
But I mean, I think it's just the responsibility of the person that's getting like bullied to kind of, you know, break the pattern of just say, okay, I'm just not gonna take it, and I'm just gonna accept it as it is, you know.
Yeah, it's on both sides.
Right. It's like kind of standing up to the bully, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
and it doesn't even have to be like, I'm going to fight you.
Yeah.
It's like, it's honestly just being able to be real with yourself for that moment. Because if you just listen to everyone else and you kind of receive that and you take that info as, oh, this is what it is, then you're going to just feel like shit, you know?
But you also have to know what your flaws are, you know?
That's what I'm saying.
Your shortcomings and your strengths.
Yeah, it takes a lot of power. But I think noticing the key signs of what is a bad relationship or what is like a bad attitude is kind of like the first thing that you should kind of, at least in a relationship form, you know? Because you have to deal with your own shit, but you have to be able to do that in your own space. Because if you're doing that with a lot of hatred around you, then you're not going to be able to look in the mirror and see what's real. What do you guys think is like the biggest indicators of like a negative relationship?
There's so many different ones. There's like a variety that to choose from, you know. But I think a common one is just depending on each other for. Once you realize that, because everybody has their different form of dependence. But once you realize their form of dependence, it's like, okay, well, the reason that you're in this relationship is just so this person makes you feel better, opposed to just...
I'm just sorry, Pam. What were you saying?
Are you sure?
That's fine. I was looking for a lighter.
Oh, I got one in my pocket.
What were you saying? You're talking about what are the bad habits.
Right, so the different forms of dependency that people, like, rely on each other for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, some people have this dependency where it's all about the jealousy, you know? They're depending on that person for all of their affection and...
Yeah, and they just, they suck the energy out of that other person kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that so many times. I was in a relationship where I didn't realize that they were so jealous until it was kind of like too late. It was almost like it seemed like on the surface, oh yeah, no, everything is good, everything is fine. But then like I go and hang out and you just hear this very passive tone of jealousy. Like, oh, you're gonna hang out with that person, and you just hear that in the voice. It's just like, is that a problem? Like, what does that mean?
Fine, I'm fine, everything's fine.
Exactly, yeah. The everything's okay mentality. But It was a weird thing to deal with because I never really had to deal with that too much. So it was definitely like, are you being serious right now? Like, and I really had to do some deep dives. And I know that in that person's past, there was so much instability of they didn't know they didn't have security. So they always kind of felt like, oh, this is an unstable thing. This is always kind of iffy. Mm-hmm. So I could totally relate and see like, oh, that's why that person was so jealous, and they expressed it. And it went to the point of like almost breaking up over that jealousy, you know, and it was just like, I really had to realize this is not on me, and I kind of have to detach from this.
Yeah, that's the advice I would get anyone in these dependent relationships.
Because it's
realizing where this person is coming from and not being like upset about it, not being like, you know,
not letting it make you mad.
Yeah, not letting it get to you, you know what I mean? Just,
it's not that person.
Not taking a personal offense to it. Really.
Yeah, yeah, because it's not you that's causing it. It would be right. Anybody in
so
your
taking
shoes.
That step back to realize that, and then realize that, you know, there's no hate they need to hold towards this person, but they're not ready for that, you know, mm-hmm. relationship in your life right now.
And you
need
to
give
move.
Them the space to, you know, help themselves out first before you guys can,
mm-hmm.
you know, be good friends or whatever
totally.
Kind of relationship you got.
Yeah. No, that's yeah. totally one. I've seen, it could go anywhere from that physical harm where they're so angry that they just lash out. And then it could go all the way to the other side where it's like they're just sabotaging you. They don't want you to succeed, you know? And so they'll find some way to manipulate you. And that, I see...
Have you personally experienced that?
Not in a relationship, yeah. but in friendships, I've seen jealousy. But I've seen other people that have had, like, awful things like that. Mm. It's... Because it's not sabotage in the way that, like, I'm gonna you know, stain their shirt so they're gonna not get the job. You know, it's not that obvious.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's giving them negative talk. Oh, you're gonna do that? You think that you can do that?
Like discouragement.
Exactly. Yeah. Just using that negative term
yeah.
to kind of bring that person down, and that is very very. Strong. It could really, really take the knees out from someone under someone. You
yeah.
know? That. What do you guys think if you were to talk to someone that was in that position? What do you think would be like? Hey, this is the one piece of information. Take it, run with it, and boom. Would it just be like get away from this?
Just like run away.
We'll just get out of that environment. How would you tell that person to get out?
I mean, it depends on the situation. I mean, a lot of people are bound financially, and so they can't really get out. Like, say if you're living at home with abusive parents or just an abusive family, and you want to get out, but it's like you don't have money to move out. Like,
mm-hmm.
you can't afford to move out. So what are your options? I mean, you could go homeless or you could live with a friend. But those are just really unstable.
Yeah, you would have to
platforms.
Find the right friend.
Yeah,
find the right.
Those
place.
Are still unstable platforms. So you're always gonna have like that chaos in you that things aren't gonna be there the next day. You always have that stress, and you're worried about the future instead of kind of being able to enjoy what you have.
Yeah, but if you're in that toxic environment, you have no way to get out of it. How are you gonna enjoy what you have already? You know,
I mean
that's like a whole thing. That's why it's so, it's a sad thing when you see those people.
I mean, some people do it. I can't talk from experience because I mean my childhood isn't nearly as
bad
as,
right?
As
but I feel like you definitely had to go through, very similar situations. Whether it be just you had a different want and everything around you was telling you that you shouldn't do that. Because
mm-hmm.
I mean, you definitely you took life into your own. Your own hands, you know, and you kind of just went.
But I thought I heard my dog.
Like you moved away. You just started
yeah.
a whole new thing.
I mean, it's just kind of going with what you feel at the moment. I mean, that can also get you in trouble, because I mean, just doing whatever you want. I mean,
yeah.
it's kind of reckless.
But I mean, that's also a form of learning at the same time.
Yeah, but that you have to take responsibility for your shortcomings and.
That's
note
true.
It, you have to realize that, okay, this is not a good path, and, like, I fucked up, you know?
Right.
I generally fucked up, and I have to move on.
Yeah.
And you just kind of figure yourself out, and it's a step back, but, I mean, it's better than the direction you're going in.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I think go any direction except for the one that is the toxic one. You need to figure things out.
Right, because you're gonna take different paths in life, and you're gonna hit dead ends. A lot of people, they quit on good stuff because they hit a plateau, and then they go with something easier that's not sustainable in the long run, but it's a temporary fix, such as alcohol, drugs, because it numbs you for the time being, but you can't sustain that for years to come. You can't be an alcoholic drinking every day when you're 40.
Right. Yeah. You need to go back to the real world or real reality.
So you have to just kind of walk back from that path and then just kind of be lost again.
Yeah.
Just not knowing where you're going to go. And then you just slowly start taking a step forward in another direction. And
I think being lost is a good thing. I think we're all lost, and it's not
being lost is a good thing if you can admit to yourself that you're lost.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, exactly. Saying that you have all the answers and projecting that kind of image.
Because then internally knowing that you're lost and you just have no idea, but you're just like kind of putting on this front every day that you do know like how to live your life and you do know what direction to turn. But the truth is, you don't know which way to fucking go. You don't know you don't know what the fuck's going on.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But that's when it's bad. That's not a good thing.
But going back to...
But if you know that you're lost, then you can start taking steps moving forward, you know, just being at least conscientious of what's going on.
Exactly, conscious.
When in doubt, you are lost. Like, I don't think many people who ask that question are like, am I lost right now?
Yes.
Usually the answer is always going to be yeah. But it's a very optimistic thing because it's like, now you get control. You're like, I'm lost. Now I get to choose a direction.
Yeah.
And I could find that. And going back to the conversation of being in a bad relationship, just getting out of that environment. So like what you said, like if you have to live with a friend or if you have to be homeless or you have to, you know, put yourself in that situation, doing that, just
accepting that you're in a bad situation.
Bad situation and I need help. And then look to the next options.
Right.
I think those things are going to be the biggest pinnacles. And once you hit I'm homeless and I need to make a decision, that's leading you to your next thing, but you're away from that toxic environment. Now you have a chance to think on your own.
And it's self-exploration,
It's just being, that's also a really scary time, and I'm sure a lot of people have to face
hardships, definitely.
Yeah, but also if you meet a new group of people or something that leads to something. Because
But it goes back to what Zane said, is once you accept that you're lost, you're conscious, and you could direct your next path. Like, okay, I'm interested in boxing, or I want to take pilot lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So you start slowly doing that. But if you don't accept that you're lost, you kind of just fall into something else that you don't necessarily want to do.
Right.
And then you kind of build that routine of falling into these paths that you don't like.
Yeah, and you keep hitting the same outcome.
Yeah, and it just builds on it, and you start questioning and doubting yourself. That's... You keep saying, this is life, this is as good as it gets, like, it's just awful.
Right. Yeah.
Because you're not consciously directing your energy in what you want.
Well, when you're living in that kind of life, it's hard to be conscious because if you were to be conscious in that toxic environment, it could kill you, you know? It's like, life sucks right now, life sucks, you know? Like, it's...
But you have to see that, you have to open your eyes and actually realize it.
Right.
And, like, I was reading Jordan Peterson's book, and he talks about Adam and Eve, when they first eat the apple, it opens their eyes to like the reality of things, and it's really hard to accept it for what it is, but it's something that's kind of necessary in order to grow and just be consciously aware of what you're doing and what path you're going down.
Totally, man. Wow, that's amazing. Is that book really good?
Yeah.
That sounds like...
I mean, I'm on chapter
book.
Two, but...
You're already getting something from it.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm just highlighting the way.
Yeah.
Almost in a way, you can kind of break it down to, like, three groups of people in the world. There's the people that... Maybe four. There's the people that are lost and don't know that they're lost. There's the people that are lost, they know it, and they're working on it. And then there's the people that were lost, and they executed on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fourth group, I guess, are people that are kind of just naturals, and they're just not lost.
Yeah.
they've never been lost.
It's, but going to that, like, it's, people that it's are always just changing. Raised. It's always changing. It's not like if you fit in that category, you're always that category.
No, of course not.
Because you could be in that moment, you're like, dude, I feel great. This is what I'm supposed to be doing right now. And then you've hit this bump in the road and you're like, oh shit, gotta go back to the drawing board here. I'm lost again. you know, and then you go back to that square one. Mm-hmm. And you don't, sometimes you don't even know, like you're, let's say, oh, I want to be doing this job. I love this job, you know? And then you realize like 6 months later, like, ooh, there's a lot of unhappiness in my body and I don't know what it means, but I'm just going to keep working because I make great money and this sounds really good on paper, you know? and then after a while you just start seeing your life go shitty and then you're like, wait, now I realize that this is a bad choice. I need to make a better choice, but I'm not there yet. Mm. You know, and then you go through that whole cycle.
Right.
You know, so it's like it's a cycle, yeah. I feel.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
It happens all the time. Yeah. It's a cycle. Nothing is static in the universe.
Yeah. We live in a dynamic environment.
And you have to pass kind of through all those phases in order to get to happiness or at least whatever your definition of happiness is.
Yeah. You know? I don't think you could be a natural because you have to suffer a little bit to really enjoy what you have or what choices you've made.
But some people open their eyes earlier on.
Right, yeah.
Because there's people
Is that what you mean by natural?
Some people are just raised in an environment where they've pretty much always had, like, positive feedback going throughout their life. Right. They're a good-looking person. You know, they're doing good in school. Their parents are very supportive.
Right, right.
They always have a good little friend group, you know. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, they're an actor and fucking...
But that could be a surface thing also.
Right. Yeah, so, you know, even those type of people with that story, you know, sometimes they'll fucking, you know, commit suicide or, like, whatever. Like, they're not always happy.
Yeah.
But there are some people that are like, yeah, like, I feel really content with life.
And right.
This is how I got here. And that just kind of naturally happens spontaneously throughout the population.
You just made me think about, you know, we were talking about bad relationships being with other people, but sometimes bad relationships could be with ourselves. Sometimes we could have like such a bad relationship with ourselves, and that creates this dilemma. And it kind of goes into that. What made me think about it is you saying someone who lived in a very supporting environment that was always, you know, raised to be this. You look good on paper. Everything you do is gold. You know, but inside, you know, there's this deep pit or something, and you have self-loathing or something that you do that just is kind of habit. But you never actually accept that. You never actually hit that. And then down the road, you know, you realize, oh, fuck, I'm unhappy. And some of those people, they make the drastic choice, you know, of saying, like, I'll never be happy because on paper this all sounds good. But if you go back to the drawing board, it's just about loving yourself. And I think even in a negative relationship with other people, just at the end of the day, being able to love yourself is the most important part of the puzzle, you know. Because if you love yourself, you won't be in a shitty environment. If you love yourself, you won't handle that
kind of toxic. Right, because you spread it to your environment.
Right, yeah, you create your reality kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it also depends on who's around you, because they could just absorb your energy. Ooh. And if you stick around too long... Yeah, exactly. If you stick around that negative environment too long, it'll drain you. You'll slowly drift into that negativity. And so... I mean, there's a time and a place for it. You could try and help people, but you kind of have to step off too and have your own space and just...
Well, self-love, I think, is at the end of the day... It's funny. We on our last podcast, we were talking to our buddy about the same kind of thing. It's about being selfish. You need to, in that moment, you need to love yourself. You need to do what's right for you. And from you doing that, you're going to create a better reality with someone else. Mm-hmm. You know? You're going to form better relationships because of that. Because
if you can't love yourself, you can't love other people.
Not at all.
If you hate yourself, you're going to hate other people. And that's,
I see that quite a bit.
Yeah. No matter how hard you try, if you neglect yourself, you're going to neglect those around you.
Yeah, right.
Because you don't know how to take care of someone.
Right.
And it might be self-sacrificing to you, but in the end, you're not favoring anyone else. So, or you're not helping anyone else.
Right.
In a good way.
Right.
It may seem like you are, but you really aren't.
Yeah. So. Yeah. No, I totally agree. Yeah. Do you guys have anything to say about that one?
No.
He was just talking about kind of like how... Can you elaborate like what you're saying?
I mean, the basic point was just like you can't love anyone else unless you love yourself because you don't know how to love.
Yeah.
Like you can't love someone when you hate yourself and it could be an illusion that you think you're helping them, but you really aren't. So,
right.
Yeah, I mean that's really, I don't know. That's a really hard subject to discuss.
Yeah. Is that for next time? Yeah. We're too baked.
That's so deep.
I know. But it's
can you love someone without loving yourself? I feel like you could be really, like, not content with yourself completely, you know?
If you love it, it's not going to be.
I mean, does that mean you, like, 100% love yourself? No, there's times in your life, 24/7, where you don't love yourself. You're like, fine, right. I'm being, like a piece of shit right now, or, like, I shouldn't have done that. You know what I mean? What am I thinking? You know, that happens too. And there's moments in your life where you don't love yourself. You know what I mean?
Right.
And...
yeah, well, it's dynamic. Like, going back to what we were saying before, yeah. It's all about, like, being dynamic.
All right, so what's this general term, I love myself?
Well, at the end of the day, if you look in the mirror and you actually like what you see, that's when you like yourself.
Like,
there's
that's true.
Qualities that you might not like, but there's going to be so many other things. There's the general sense of, oh, I like who I am, you know? Right. Some people, they look in the mirror, they always see something bad, even if they're good, you know? And that kind of creates the toxicity.
Yeah. If it comes to an extreme case like that, where someone, like, is always kind of like doesn't view themselves in a positive light for the most part, then those people have some deeper internal issues where you know, they're not ready to be in a relationship with somebody else because they're kind of using that person for the happiness, and that goes back to the dependency again.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I'm not happy with myself, my life sucks, but this person makes it all good.
Yeah.
But then you're relying so much on that person that it's like, if they, like, don't want to hang out, like, one night, then you're, like, all upset.
And then you, like, lash out at them.
And that's really toxicity.
Yeah.
And the relationship.
And then that's where the problems all start.
Full circle, guys.
Yeah.
We did it. Yeah. No, that's totally true.
Yeah.
That is totally true. It's, what would be, like, what would be the main point that you would argue to someone to just say, like, hey, We need to change this. You know, like,
understanding yourself and the other person. Like, okay, I'm dependent on you because there's a void in me, and they have to be open to listening and say, okay, what can we do about this? Like, mm-hmm. I know you get this way when I do this. Like, this is just a reaction that you have naturally.
Being able to see it from a bird's eye perspective.
Right, and instead of being involved, like, directly getting angry with the person, you kind of take a step back and say, whoa, like, you're doing this because you kind of retrace your steps, like, because, I don't know, you hate yourself, or you're mad at work because of this happened, and you're putting it out on me. So right. I'm not going to get angry and react to your reaction, because that just heightens the bad vibrations, and
right.
you just keep clashing.
And it's an ongoing cycle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you kind of just have to take a step back and, like you said, a bird's eye view of what's going on.
I feel like, and this is opening up a whole other Pandora's box, it comes back to being conscious. It's about being actually in your own thoughts.
Right.
Rather than living on the through. But that's a whole other topic. We should definitely have another podcast just on that topic alone.
Consciousness. And
yeah, because it's something that I feel like you could just dive so much into, about just being aware in your own body.
And just taking responsibility.
And taking responsibility. Exactly. Yeah. I think that crushed that topic in the butthole. Yeah. I dig it.
Wait, no, I got something to say,
probably. Oh, what do you got?
So what I kind of my kind of thought about it is similar to Jonas. It's really at the end of the day taking that third person view of, you know, if I were to take a step back and view myself in third person, like, what would I think about this interaction going on in between me and this other person? And then the advice that I always give people in this situation is, you know, how long have you been with this person? Like, a year long? Okay, if we got 24 hours in every day, you know, how much time are you thinking about them or spending time with them? How much of that time, if you were to break it down into, like, a percentage, are you happy versus unhappy? Right? So, I mean, we all haven't taken a statistics class. Maybe we all aren't so versed on, like,
right.
the mathematics behind it. But, like, think about it like a pie chart, you know what I mean? Like, okay, am I more happy with them or am
right.
I...
Right. Just an overall...
Yeah, like, sometimes they make me feel good, you know, but sometimes we're always fighting.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or sometimes I feel like shit because this is going on.
But doing the statistical value is
It's logical.
That's taking it from a logical perspective.
Right, but as soon as you make someone... Yeah,
exactly, so...
But as soon as you make someone realize that, they're like, fuck, maybe this is a really bad thing for me. I do seem to be more unhappy. And then every time they feel unhappy afterwards, they're going to remember that talk, and they're going to be like, it's happening again. Is this worth it? Is this worth it?
Right.
Eventually, they're going to be like, this isn't worth it.
Going back to that same conversation. Yeah. It's true, but man. It's just...
One dilemma is that you have to be brutally honest with yourself. Like, mm-hmm. some people, they only see the good side of a toxic relationship.
And they'll warp it.
Yeah, exactly. They warp it to what they want to see. And yeah. so, I mean, whatever you feed your mind is whatever you see. Like, this person treated me good 2 times in the whole year, but I only focus on that.
It was great. Wasn't that great?
Exactly.
So you don't see the negative side of it, and you just kind of block it out. And
the statistics doesn't have as strong of a value
in that moment. When someone's like upset, you know, and they're like hysterical, and they're crying, and they're like, what do I do? And they're like, you know, just, you know, desperate for some help, some like perspective. When they're on that emotional state, like, any like logical, like statistical, like whatever that you bring them, they're gonna like think about it, and they're gonna be like, that doesn't make me feel fucking better. Like, what do I do now? Do I do now? But they're gonna be thinking about that later, and that's when they're gonna be like, fuck, this is just making me unhappy. Fuck this.
Yeah, but
so it doesn't have any immediate, you know, effect. But in the long run, that thought process is gonna really help them out. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good to be able to think like that, but that's a whole other talent by itself.
Because
being
hard
able to take that step back and be like, let's look at it logically. Just being able to say that.
Right.
They have classes about logic. That's how hard it is.
it comes natural to some people.
Yeah.
Me, for instance.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's natural. Maybe I figured it out throughout how many.
I mean, definitely certain people figure it out and say like.
But
oh,
as soon as
thing.
You bring it to someone's attention, they really start picking up with it, you know?
Yeah, it just takes a long time for change to happen. I like an example I would say is like, if you we've all had those friends that we see in a really bad relationship, like, and you're just like, whoa, they are in a bad fucking relationship, why are you still in this relationship? And every time they're with each other, they're like lashing out, and then you see them one time that when they're really happy, you know, and everyone is talking like, yo, when are they gonna break up? This is like very like bad to be around, you know, but these people have no idea what they're in. Because they just kind of they're riding the emotional roller coaster.
Yeah.
You know, so it's being open to it, having that friend that kind of says, "Hey, let's have a talk and kind of go into what you were saying, just in a little bit more of like a," I feel like you'd have to come at it as like coming from a friend. Let's talk about how many times have you had a happy moment in the last 2 months or something like that, you know, and then how many times was it pain and suffering and anxiety and jealousy and, you know, all those negative emotions, you know, and they kind of like have to go through that whole little check system. Then that's when that kind of can play a factor. But doing it on your own, I feel like that's such a hard thing.
Yeah, because you don't have that encouragement, and it goes back to being lost and going through that suffering. You don't know what you don't know. So when you're lost, it's a lot harder to kind of deal with it than being in a state of suffering where you already know what it's like, such as a toxic relationship. So you might feel comfortable in that toxic relationship and it's bad for you, but you'd rather put up with that than go through the suffering of being lost. Like,
right. It's something new and uncomfortable.
It's the initial suffering. Like when you first go to the gym or you first start working out, you're like, oh man, I hate this. You know, it's really hard. And like, I'm used to just watching TV, being on the couch, and I'd rather do that.
Path of least resistance.
But like you said, if you have someone that's encouraging you, like, hey, let's go, you know, and you have a good time doing it, eventually you start to feel the benefits, and you build off of that base of, okay, you pass that initial uncomfortable phase, and now you're kind of in a groove of doing it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Your environment shapes you, you know. Having that one person can change your entire life.
Right.
You know, just as having that one negative person can, and you listen to that negative person, that could also shape you as well, you know, for the worse. But, yeah, I totally agree with that. Cool.
Yeah.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.